figure space to grow your business. You need more equipment to meet demand.
You need to make sure everyone gets paid on time.
In business, you need advice, solutions, and sector expertise when it matters. We get it. Thanks for business banking.
The headlines. More stakeholders urge governments not to dismiss concerns raised by outgoing U.S. envoy. IPAC questions motives behind introduction of 74 bills 2 weeks before Parliament dissolution. And global news, a 13 killed in Israeli strikes in southern Lebanon. The Foundation for Democratic Progress, FODO, has urged governments not to regard the remarks by outgoing United States Ambassador to Zambia, Michael Gonzalez, as mere diplomatic friction on corruption, selective application of the law, and governance integrity, saying the concerns reflect realities on the ground. FODO's Vice President, Michael Chandler, says the organization is concerned by persistent allegations of high-level corruption and theft of public resources, including medicines used to save lives. Mr. Mishawa has called on the Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, to provide a time-bound public update on all high-profile cases involving the diversion of public resources. He has also urged governments to stop turning a blind eye to the misuse of revenue from Zambia's natural resources, saying the country should manage its wealth prudently for the benefit of citizens rather than a collective few.
All diplomatic communications between sovereign nations are narrowly conveyed through official closed channels. The substance of the concerns raised, particularly regarding corruption, collective application of the law, and governance integrity, cannot be dismissed as mere diplomatic friction. These are lived realities for Zambia. Corruption is complex. FODO demands that the Anti-Corruption Commission provides a time-bound public update on all high-profile cases involving the diversion of public resources, including essential medicine, that no individual, regardless of political affiliation or rank, is shielded from investigation or prosecution.
Meanwhile, an international relations expert, Anthony Kutau, has urged the Zambian government to take lessons from the exit of U.S. envoy to Zambia by addressing the issues raised, such as drug theft, to ensure the next ambassador smooths the two countries' relations. Mr. Mukuta described Mr. Gonzalez as a champion of democracy and a strong supporter of bilateral relations between Zambia and the United States.
I'm hoping lessons have been learned, and Zambia can also learn to be a little bit self-sufficient and not to totally depend on aid from cooperative partners. Over and above, I think the relations were quite good with Zambia and the United States. I have no idea what this means going towards the elections in about 90 days. Clearly, there could be some effect.
The Action Institute for Policy Analysis Center, IPAC, is concerned that 74 bills have been introduced in the National Assembly barely 2 weeks before the dissolution of the House. IPAC Executive Director Solomon Obama has questioned the seriousness of the lawmakers handling legislative business, citing poor attendance and the rush to process key laws. Mr. Obama says that the pace at which bills are being brought before the House raises concerns over the quality of analysis and debates they are receiving, especially as some MPs are now sitting on weekends to meet deadlines for the bills, such as the Electoral Process Bill number 44 of 2026. He has also urged the Speaker of the National Assembly, Mary Nicky, and the parliamentary whips to provide strong leadership and ensure that members, particularly those in the executive, take their parliamentary duties seriously. The organization says it will continue monitoring parliamentary proceedings closely and urges political parties not to re-adopt members of parliament who fail to deliver ahead of this year's polls.
It is troubling to note that nearly 74 bills have been brought before the House within just 2 weeks before Parliament is dissolved. Such a pace raises serious questions about the quality of debate and scrutiny these laws receive. Now, MPs are being forced to sit on Saturdays and Sundays in order to beat time so that some important bills, such as the Retro Process Bill number 44 of 2026, can be passed. The current situation paints a sad picture, especially regarding the role of the executive cabinet ministers, who majority of them are always absent. Parliamentary business must be treated with seriousness it deserves, as it directly impacts the rights and the freedoms of citizens. We call upon Madam Speaker and the Chief Parliamentary Whip to be firm and provide leadership, not to be lenient on members of the executive who don't take parliamentary business seriously.
The SADC Truck Drivers Association of Zambia, SADC, says that the recent increase in diesel pump prices could slow down ongoing negotiations with employers over improved working conditions. The concern follows the decision by the Energy Regulation Board, ERB, to revise the price of diesel to 32.99 per litre from 29.78 per litre for the month of May. The adjustment also saw kerosene increase from 32.26 to 35.5 per litre, and Jet A1 rise from 34.74 to 37.98 per litre, while petrol was maintained at 27.15 per litre. In an interview with Phoenix News, SADC's President Eugene Lovu says the rise in fuel costs is likely to increase the cost of doing business, making it difficult for trucking companies to accommodate demand such as salary increments. Mr. Lovu, however, says the association remains committed to engaging employers to improve working conditions for truck drivers, describing the demands as long overdue.
For us as an association that deals with the driver's welfare, we feel that this increment will actually disadvantage our members greatly, because it is around this very time that we are dealing with our colleagues of the trade union in terms of bargaining for better conditions for our members. Now, what this means is that transporters will find it easy, will not find it easy to negotiate for these better conditions, because the cost of doing business keeps going high.
Mimbula Minerals Limited says the construction of 1,000 housing units for its employees in Chingoha is set to commence once additional land is approved by the Ministry of Land. Company Director Fidelis Chanda says the land initially allocated by the local authority in Chingola is insufficient to accommodate the full scope of the planned housing development. Mr. Chanda explains that the company is currently engaging the Ministry of Lands to secure more land, noting that discussions are progressing well and are expected to yield a positive outcome. In an interview with Phoenix News, he indicated that construction works will begin immediately after the required approval is granted, as the company moves to implement the project without delay. In March, Mimbula Minerals Limited announced that under its rent and on a house initiative aimed at providing an opportunity for employees to own a house after retirement. The Federation of Free Trade Unions of Zambia, FFTUZ, has urged public service vehicle PSC drivers to prioritize safety as they resume night travel. Recently, government revoked the restriction on night driving for public service vehicles in a move aimed at facilitating